Welcome to the Spectator PM podcast. I'm your host, Aubrey Gulick, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ellie Gardy. So Boeing has recently received a ton of backlash for the lack of safety standards on their aircraft. A door blew off an Alaska Airlines flight a few months ago. And so that was a major story. And back in 2018, we had two Boeing aircrafts crash. And at first it was kind of, you know, well, this is a problem with Boeing, but it's just, you know, an actual like manufacturing problem. But it turns out there's a deeper issue. Chris Rufo, who has his own Substack, recently did an interview with an insider who has remained anonymous, who admitted that it turns out the elites at Boeing are really into DEI. And they're not really interested in actually running any sort of successful company. It's led to a huge rift between the people who work on, you know, Boeing's construction lines and the higher-ups who are running things. And so they're much more interested in DEI and making sure that there's diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. And the people underneath them feel like there's this huge disconnect. It's causing a huge problem. And the result is that we all get to fly in airplanes that are simply not safe, and they're missing major safety milestones. So yet another example of DEI ruining American infrastructure and the way that we run things.
Yeah, and this guy that Chris Rufo interviewed, he has some really interesting insights on what DEI does to a company. Mm-hmm. He had this really interesting line. He said, DEI is like the drop you put in the bucket and the whole bucket changes. And I think that's right. Once you start having an attitude that we prefer certain races over others, we prefer women over men, we prefer LGBTQ minorities to heterosexual people, whatever it may be, we have this whole hierarchy of we prefer. Once you do that, you really start poisoning everything. And what no longer matters is merit. It's just about looking at someone's race and their gender. And, you know, it's poison, really. It's a drop of poison.
Right. And he made another really interesting insight that definitely ties into that. He pointed out that like a major tech company, like say Google or, you know, Apple, has the room to implement a DEI. They can afford to pay, you know, the top 5% of whatever minority group that they're trying to
find the top 5% of LGBTQ coders.
Right. But what's interesting, and those people tend to be higher educated anyway, so they've got a bigger pool to pull from. But in manufacturing, when you're dealing with, you know, we're on a line and we're, you know, putting together airplane parts, those companies don't have the room to hire, you know, the top 5% of LGBTQ construction workers. And they're also dealing with a group of people in manufacturing who tend to be more conservative. And so, like, they just end up picking up like the bottom 20% of whatever group that they're trying to pull from for diversity reasons. And that has major impacts, of course, as it ought to, on their products and the things that they're manufacturing. It also makes, you know, the vast majority of the people who would want to work those jobs, who are, you know, maybe white males and who are Christian, they do not enjoy getting emails from HR that are like, and we're pushing inclusion and diversity.
Yeah, and this guy that Chris Rufo interviewed from Boeing, he said it's all about a marginalization of the people who build stuff. All the, you know, white male builders who are working and putting together these planes, they just feel that this whole project is out to get them. It's all about saying, you know, you, the white man, are designated as bad. We want to have as few of you as possible, and we want to try to hire everyone who isn't you. And every time you express a conservative preference or viewpoint or anything, that's bad. And that puts you lower down the totem pole that is DEI.
Right. And what's most interesting about this is that this interview with the Boeing insider came out the same week that a study was unearthed by a journalist that found that all of the studies that we've been, you know, basing the DEI stuff off of are completely bogus. So McKinley is this major company that has been doing these studies. They've put out four or five of them in the last so many years, I think it's like since 2018. And those studies claimed that, you know, if you increase diversity in the workplace, whatever that diversity meant, it was never clearly defined, you're going to see an increase in profits and then shareholder interests and all of that kind of stuff. Well, this group went in and they looked at those studies and they compared it with the, you know, the S&P 500 and like actual company numbers. And they found out that like none of that is actually true. So one of our writers, Nate Hockman, wrote about this this past week and talked about, you know, this, well, of course, this is the outset, right? Because like anybody with an ounce of common sense could have told you that like this is going to be the conclusion of these studies, that these people aren't going to be, you know, like diversity does not actually help profits. It just doesn't, you know.
Never. And these claims of studies that showed that having the preferred proportion of races that the left loves working together would increase profits. That just never made sense to anyone and never was believable. It's like they're saying, take a Hispanic person, a Hispanic woman, a Hispanic man, a Black woman, a Black man, a white woman, and a white man and put them in a room. Necessarily, you're going to have better profits because you have these people of different races and sexes working together. And, you know, just it turns out that what's important about someone's work product is merit and their abilities and talents. It's not actually about their races. So when you choose people just based on, oh my gosh, she's a Hispanic woman, we are going to make her the lead engineer, that actually turns out that does not increase your profits. It turns out if you look at who is the most qualified candidate, who has shown that they have designed another, you know, really effective product for us, and, you know, maybe put that person in charge. Maybe don't select the, this is a Hispanic man, you know, whatever it may be. It's, you know, this never works. This never made sense.
Right. And I think some of it is that these companies have really, really wanted to have, you know, like the historic firsts. Like the fact, and Disney hasn't helped with this. They make all these movies that are like, and here's the first Black woman that, you know, worked for NASA or whatever. And it's like, well, it's a great story, but now all these
Black, LGBTQ, disabled, non-binary person to be an engineer at this level.
Right. And at some point it ceases to be even a story. It's like, okay, so they overcame some kind of odd, but now we're actually just claiming racism. And the other problem, I mean, the biggest problem with DEI, of course, is that it does encourage racism and like picking out people based on whatever merits. It's like, so now you're trying to carefully construct a workplace that has 20%, you know, white people, 20% or in whatever the, you know, the ideal is that McKinley has come up with. And I'm sure, you know, certain groups are much lower than others for political reasons, but like it's, you end up with a situation where hiring managers are trying to build a team based on those requirements, because if they are able to build a team with those requirements and it does relatively well, they get, you know, bonus points and they do better in board meetings and, you know, they're meeting milestones and it looks like they're making the left happy.
Yeah. All that matters is I see the race. I like the product. I don't care what's happening. Just you have 40% LGBTQ people on your team and therefore you are absolutely wonderful. And when Chris Rufo was talking to this Boeing insider, this is something he talked about, how DEI is used as a means to power. These hiring managers and company executives will build this racially balanced team because it will give them power with the left. And, you know, they know that is the way to get to power, is to have all of these individuals who satisfy the left's various interests and racial preferences.
Right. I mean, we've gotten to a point where having a team that prioritizes DEI is what we've defined as successful, right? Like it's successful in these mega companies if your company is like the picture perfect DEI picture, right? Like if a leftist, you know, can go in there and take a picture of whatever, you know, line of, you know, manufacturing, and everybody is the correct percentage of, you know, DEI recipients, and all of your engineers are just right, that's when you're That's when you've reached success. And what that has meant for Boeing is that this insider pointed out to Chris Ruffo is like they end up with a boardroom full of people who are not really interested in the company. Like their CEO's from, GE, so is their CFO. All of these different people are pulled from different places in the boardroom, and they're not actually interested in the company. They're interested in the power and prestige that their position gives them. And that has really emphasized, become a huge thing between, the board members who don't live in Arlington, Virginia, which is where the Boeing's headquarters are, and the people who actually work in Arlington, Virginia, who are actually running the company. And that disconnect is not at all helpful, especially when you're all of a sudden dealing with, the ultimate impact of all of this has been, poor products, airplanes that fall apart in the air, threaten the lives of passengers. Who are already slightly nervous about air travel, even though air travel's, as safe as it's ever going to be. But and these incidents are rare, but these people are already nervous about air travel, and now a door blows open. I'm like, that's a nightmare, right? It's like the horror films. And yeah, so that now they're dealing with this disconnect, but these people aren't on the same team anymore in what's a company crisis, okay?
Yeah, it's just the whole company's torn apart. And there are other, negative effects of DEI. I mean, all of the minorities who are in a team, they are, branded as, oh, this is just a DEI pick. And people think, oh, there's no way that they were there by their merit because we know that there are examples and when people have been hired because of their race. And so people assume that people on a company were hired by their race. And it very well could be true, but it very well could not be the case. And so everyone's sort of sucked into being declared as, oh, you're just there because you belong to whatever race. And it's just really sad because that's not what we're supposed to be about as Americans. We're supposed to, all be together. And the other problem is all the white men are feel like they're being attacked and then they're losing their jobs because of their race or not being promoted because of their race. And that's a whole other tragedy. And, that's a problem because we're missing out on the talents of people who are being denied positions because of their race or their gender or whatever the case may be. So, this is a problem and it's causing consequences, whether it's resulted in Boeing having problems in their company, it's unclear, but it's clearly contributing to a terrible environment at the company, which, that in the long run is going to be a big problem.
Right. And it's most obvious with Boeing, where every mistake makes headlines for, days on end. But it's true for, a multiplicity of countries in the United States right now. And it's definitely something that going forward, we're going to need to, take steps to remedy, because especially now that we know for a fact, it's been proven, that all of these studies proving that diversity was helpful in the workplace are totally bogus. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Spectator PM podcast. You should definitely head over to spectator.org and check out Nate's column, which we talked about here, and hit the subscribe button. And we'll see you next week.